Is Rabbi Nathanael Berman, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, December 18th, 2018. We're still on Vav Amin Aleph, 6A, second section. I'm from Rabbi Akiva to Halacha Karebi, and this is the green text on the source sheet. So we pick up, again, the two dots, Rabbi Akiva, Omer lo ba shlishi v'chule. It's quoting from the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, mashnayim, and then just like two. If you find one of them is disqualified, you have no witnesses. So too if you have more than that. The Gemara now comes with a fascinating suggestion. I mean, here's something the Gemara does where, you know, in the course of conversation, in the course of analysis, it seems like we'll limit the application of a particular law to very, very minute circumstances. It's something you see in the Gemara where they're testing the theories. And here we'll see that such a suggestion ends up being rejected. But again, that'll all make more sense in just a moment. So Amalei Rav Papa LaAbaye. So Rav Papa says to Abaye, if it's true that one witness, right, that is disqualified ruins the entire set. So Rav Papa says to Abaye, Ela Ma'ata, if that's true, right, rather from now, i.e. if that is true, Harug Yatzil. The person who is killed should save the murderer. Why in the world would that be? Because the person who is killed certainly is disqualified to testify because they're way too close to the action. A person cannot testify about themselves in court. Strange as that sounds from in American proceedings, in Jewish law, a person is what's called karov etzel atzmo, right, literally a relative to themselves. Right, so if a relative to another can't testify, you are obviously related to yourself. I know that sounds strange. You're disqualified from testifying. So if there's a group of people watching it, and one of them includes the murder victim, he saw the act, she saw the act, and therefore the entire set of witnesses should be disqualified, and the murderer should walk scot-free because you have no witnesses. And what's fascinating is the Gemara actually entertains this for a moment and says, okay, I'll grant that, right? Because if it's really true that any group, and you find one disqualified, we disqualify the entire set. At this point, the Gemara were willing to accept the assumption. The Gemara answers, kishahargu me'acharav. No, so that, right, we would only apply the law of testimony in a capital case when you get killed from behind and you don't see it coming. And therefore, you didn't see it, you're not a witness. Right, but at this stage in the Gemara, it means that any murderer who sees it coming, who sees, right, sees the bullet coming, who sees the axe coming, who sees the knife coming, would actually save the murderer. Now, it sounds preposterous. I mean, that's where we are at this stage in the Gemara. All right, Papa then says to Abaye, wait a minute, Nirba Yatzil, right, in the case of sodomy, right, also punishable, the person who is getting sodomized, that is the Nirba, should save the sodomizer. Because he too is a witness, right, to this activity. The one getting sodomized is also considered to be disqualified because they are, right, karov etzel atzmo, they're too close to the action, they're the relative to themselves. That person being a witness, a disqualified witness, will ruin this set, and the person doing the sodomizing should get off scot-free. And the Gemara gives the same answer. No, kishurivao me'achorav. No, when he's sodomized from behind, he doesn't see it. And again, at this point in the Gemara, we're willing to actually work with the assumption that they, the victims or the participants, right, whether it's the murder case or the sodomy case, will actually save the perpetrator or the other participant, because they are deemed to be a disqualified witness. So Gemara now continues and says, okay, grant you that. Horeg v'roveya yatzilu. the murderer him or herself, or the one doing the sodomizing, they should save themselves. And that's a crazy suggestion. Right? They are also disqualified to give testimony. The actors in this case, not the ones being acted upon, clearly witness what's happening, and they should save themselves by disqualifying everybody else. And at this point, the Gemara says, Ishtik. When Abaye was quiet, he didn't know how to respond. So, ki asa lekami de Rava. So they came before Rava. Right, they went through, obviously, the same exercise and asked the same question. And Rava says, right, which, again, kind of what you're thinking all along. So right, Amar Le Rava says back to Rav Papa and to the people who came with him, no, Yakum Davar. That's a quote from the verse that it says, Apishnayim Edim Yakum Davar. Right, based on two witnesses, we will establish the truth, the item. Right. And from there, Rava learns, B'mekayme davar hakasuv medaber. It is with the establishers of what happened, not the participants in the action, that the Torah speaks. And essentially what Rava says is, we're talking about witnesses, not people present. There are the actors in this transgression. Those are not the witnesses. When the Torah spoke about disqualifying witnesses, it was only talking about from amongst the witnesses, not those who are involved in the action or the transgression. And therefore, the one doing the murderer or the murderee or the in the case of the of sodomy, the person doing it or having it done to them, those are not witnesses. Those are not mekayme davar, and therefore, the rules of testimony, the rules of disqualifying sets based on one disqualified witness don't apply at all. Okay. Am Rabbi Yossi, next quote, Bamedvarim Amurim, when is it true when they give their warning? Right, then the Gemara continues, Mayasu Shneachim, what would two brothers do? So now they come to court. Maybe you didn't know, you didn't see what happened. So the Gemara says they come to court, and Heichi Amrinan Lahu, how do you find out if they came as witnesses or not? Right, literally, Heichi, what do you say to them? Amrinan Lahu, Sama Rava, Hachi Amrinan Lahu. This is what you say to them. Lemechze Asisu, right? Lemechze Chazon Yeshayahu is right, a vision to see. Did you come to see? Asisu is to come. Did you come to just watch? Right? Maybe you're just a court junkie. Ola Ashude Asisu, or did you come La Ashude to give testimony? I Amra, if they say La Ashude Asu that we came to give testimony, Nimsa Echamehen Karav Apostle Adusan Betela. If they say we came to give testimony, and then one of them is found out to be either a relative or disqualified, then the edus on their testimony of the group is gone. I amre lemechze asu, but if they said we came just to watch, then mayasu shneachan sharon ba'echad shaharagas hanefesh. If they just came to watch and they didn't come as witnesses, so What could two brothers do who witnessed, right? You can't hold it against them. Two brothers happened to witness, but they were witnessing it. It is not going to disqualify the set at all. Okay, very last piece of the Gemara. Itmar, we learned, it said, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that we only apply this rule in capital cases, but in monetary cases, if two witnesses remain, we will use them. Rav Nachman Amar Halacha K'Rabbi. Rav Nachman says we don't distinguish between monetary and capital cases. Okay, that concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join us tomorrow. We'll start 6B.